But in the presidential primary, I see such potential for the truest expression of voter preference, because the media is going to be covering the differences between everyone in the primary every single day, every single hour. They're going to be inspecting to the you know, 10th degree how different they are, and you know, what issues, who stands for what. And so I think in a presidential primary, especially in New Hampshire, which is going to be the first primary in the nation, it's the first in the nation primary, you know, voters are going to have a really good sense of their top three, top five candidates. And so I think that the results there are going to actually be representative, that you won't see some of the downsides of implementing it on a municipal level when doing it on a real national scale where the media is in New Hampshire. You know, they have people stationed there to cover it every single day. And that's exciting. And another thing that I want to say, the reason why I think I'm personally so excited about taking on this campaign is because I think if New Hampshire were to decide to use ranked choice voting in the presidential primaries, every single news outlet, when covering the New Hampshire primary, would have to include a section on what ranked choice voting means.
Yes, they would.
It would be the greatest benefit to the democracy movement as it pertains to alternate ways to count votes. And